Do you own a chainsaw? Or how about a hard hat? Or a screen? Are you a husky man? Are you a steel man? Did steel. I say that right? If so, check out this episode of Man Talk next. All right, so I've got a story to tell you that I thought was kind of interesting. A very, very good friend of mine called me the other day and was like, hey, I need to cut down this tree. It's a 70-foot silver maple. My mother doesn't want it in her yard anymore. She lives in a neighborhood. Mm. Okay?
So it's tricky.
Yeah. So guess how much they wanted to cut this tree down?
$2,000.
You're not far off. $2,400.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's not cheap.
And my friend is like, you know, young enough, strong enough, competent enough. Like, oh, I'll cut that down for you, right? And he's got all the equipment. He's a good dude. And so anyway, he's like, hey, I'm renting this lift. A 50-foot lift.
This doesn't sound like it's gonna end well.
No, it's good. I got all my hands and fingers and toes. That's true. Hey, okay. I got my lift, and come on over and help me cut it down. So I'm like, all right. So I get there, and I didn't realize there's a lot of stuff to cutting down a tree. So
yeah, especially in a neighborhood, right?
So, right.
Yeah.
There's a fence right there. There's a shed that they're not his. And anyway, the neighbor comes over, and he's a former lumberjack, like 30 years a lumberjack, legit
old guy.
He's got the ropes, and apparently you're supposed to tie these ropes on the limbs, and then he calls them, you know, where the branches split, calls it the crotch. You wrap the rope around the crotch, and then you cut the tree in the limb, and the limb comes down.
And it catches. Right.
And you're not supposed to just cut the whole tree down and then cut off all the limbs once it gets on the ground. You're supposed to limb by limb, mm-hmm. apparently.
Okay. So in a neighborhood, right?
Right. And so that now nothing, you know, falls. Anyway, so this is kind of intriguing. I show up, and my job is I'm strictly manpower. He just wants whatever he cuts, he wants me to put on a pile. It's pretty good, simple, pointless.
That's a pretty good job.
Just don't have any jobs, land on you. Right? Yeah. And then I cut up some limbs, nothing big, nothing major. But so he's up in this lift. But something really intriguing happened. So this the gentleman that's on the ground, he's 73 years old and in great shape for 73.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the asterisk, right? You know. Yeah. And but anyway, he's up there and he's telling my friend who it's the first time he's ever been in a lift. This is the first time he's ever done this.
Your friend,
right?
Okay.
He's yelling as I come in. He's yelling at him to do different things.
Who is the old guy?
Is yelling, and he's like, "Hey, you know, you got to do it this way and that way." And and then he turns to me and he goes, "You know, I've been a lumberjack. I cut trees for thousands of trees for many years, and I could do this. I used to do 8 of these a day." Uh-huh. Right. He starts, you know, kind of getting into a rhythm of how awesome he used to be,
as old guys can do.
Right. And he's pausing, telling me how great he is to basically turn up and yell at my friend, like, "What are you doing?" You know, No. And so whenever my friend
your friend's under pressure now with this. Yeah.
Oh, and he's looking at him and he's looking at me and he's not saying anything. But, you know, he's thinking.
Yeah, right.
He's thinking stuff. Right. Because for two reasons, it's his neighbor. So if he messes up, he lands on his fence and shed, and then it's going to cost his mom money, and this guy's helping him, but he's ripping on him.
Right.
But the stuff he's telling him to do is wise.
Hmm.
So anyway, bottom line is the tree came down, nothing got wrecked, everything was perfect from that perspective.
Did the guy up in the lift ever use any of the advice that this
guy
was
giving? Is what was funny. At one point, this is the heated part. He goes, "Look, just because you say it doesn't mean we're going to do it."
True.
Okay. And so then the old guy goes, "You can do whatever you want to do. You can buy me a new shed." And then he sat down and he started talking to his
old lumberjack. Evidently, that's how old lumberjacks talk.
Yeah, that's how he. But anyway, he was. Yeah, I'm sorry. That probably wasn't a positive on him. But I mean, he just got all ticked off. And then, So it was really kind of intriguing. And so I was thinking as I'm hearing this well, let me ask you this question. Are you as strong as you've ever been?
No, I'm not. I'm on the tail end of my strength.
All right. So
not the tail end. I'm on the decline.
Okay.
The tail end would be.
Yeah. How do you do? You know, So, okay. So you're on the tail end. But are you wiser than you used to be?
Oh yeah, I am.
Okay.
I'm not all wise guru, but I am wiser than I was.
Cause typically if you're a learned man or you want to learn, as you grow older, as time goes on, wisdom rises, but because of sin, strength and physical ability decreases.
Yeah. For instance, the other day I was, I always just work on the ground, whatever it is, I just work on the ground. The other day I popped the sawhorses up and a piece of plywood and I worked up here.
Yeah.
You know, why I never did that before. Well, now, but now it's harder for me to get down there and I get up and my back's aching or whatever, but up here. So that's wisdom.
Right. So you told me a friend of yours told you some pretty good advice to work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Harvey Sales is his name.
Yeah.
And, you know, he would, you know, I'd get down there in the ground with a chainsaw and cut and cut. And he would say, hold on, let me go get the backhoe. And so he gets the backhoe and he lifts it up so that we're working up here.
Yeah.
Right? Smarter.
Yeah. Not harder. Right.
Saving our back. And he had several of those little tricks. You know, old guys have pretty good wisdom. You know,
okay. So here's what I'm saying.
Not that you're old, Harvey.
No, yeah, he would probably admit to it. But here's what I'm saying is, as men, why can't we embrace wisdom, and just in this season of life? And to me, it makes sense that, you know, as I get older and older, I want to embrace the wisdom that old age has, and not be so bitter. Because nobody likes it when you. I used to be a better man than you. I used to be a better man than this right now, and I was a better man than you at your age. I just want you to know when I was your age, right? I was stronger than you, still smart, you know. And it's almost like we forget that we weren't as wise, you know, 40 years ago.
Yeah, and it's the way it's delivered. I mean, because there is a lot of wisdom in old guys set at the old guys' feet, you know. But it's the way it's delivered. Harvey just says, hey, well, that's dumb. But he would just say, he'd just go over and do it and say, yeah, this is a lot easier on us.
And correct.
It was the right way to do it as opposed to, I know better than you. He would just have that smirk on his face. He never said anything. He just left it at, he says, now we can cut wars up here. We don't have to bend over. And he just smile. And well, that's just a really good way.
And the beautiful, like going back to this gentleman, he would say, do an undercut on that. And I would say, oh, okay, why is that? Well, because of gravity or because of the pressure, if you do an undercut, your saw won't get stuck. And when he was patient and kind, I mean, the wisdom was just, loved it. But when he was ripping on you, like, oh, don't you know why, you idiot, you know, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That isn't working. So I just think that as you get older and you're going to see things different because you've just been around, man, wisdom should be presented with grace and seasoned well instead of, nobody really likes it when you brag about how you used to be. You don't come across as, wow, you were something. Mm. You just go, wow, that's pretty pathetic.
Yeah. You know, the first time I had a young person catch me on the basketball court, you know, I was going down and the kid come up and block my shot, didn't think he had a chance to catch me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a
reality check that, you know, I'm not as strong as I once was. And you know what I said? I didn't realize I lost a step. I used to be as fast as you. I used to be.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think we're all, this is the thing is, I think we've all been both of the guys.
Right. Yes.
But, you know, I'm young and you can't tell me my logic over, you know, over Trump's your experience. And then the insecure, you know, I used to be as good as you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Or even like telling people, don't worry, your day's coming. You're going to be as old as me someday. You know, like, really, is that helpful?
It's not helpful. You know, the thought just came to me as I was looking at the scripture for the day. Jesus was God, and he came down here. He was not as strong as he was not as strong as he is as God. Well, it's debatable.
He still had access to the power.
It's a thought that I lost.
He definitely, though, put in. He came into a body that was limited.
Yeah.
Fully relied on
his heavenly father.
He didn't tap into his own strength. So I get what you're saying. Right. Like he's operating in our humanity.
Right. Yeah, but he had access to it. Yeah,
but he remembered that true strength doesn't come from humanity.
Yes.
And that was the difference, right?
Exactly.
And that's how you don't need to be prideful. You can get rid of all of that because you just go, look, if you tell me I'm not strong, that's okay. He is.
Right. My heavenly father is.
Right. Yeah. What's your text?
The text is James 3. This is Jesus' brother. It says, who is wise and understanding among you? Question mark. Hope I'm doing texting right now. I put question mark in there.
I've been there, bro.
Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom.
Mm.
There's that word humility again.
Right.
You know, when we're pointing fingers and downplaying other people, that's a prideful thing. I was better than you.
Right.
But in humility, let them show them by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom.
And then Isaiah 46:4 is the other side of that, right? Have that humility. But let's just be honest, as men, sometimes there's an insecurity of, man, I can't lift this like I used to, or I'm not as fast. And I could work out for sure, but I'll never be as good as I once was.
That's true.
Listen to this, Isaiah 46:4, even to your old age and gray hair, I am he who will sustain you. I've made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you.
Yeah.
Wow. So in this season of decline physically, potentially, if you want to look at it that way, just know that he will sustain us and that he will renew us. The rescue there is you might be declining, but not forever.
Right.
Like that's going to get fixed. So just embrace that season and in humility, use that wisdom to help those that can do.
Very good. Good. I like what it said with the gray hair. You know, all you gray hairs joining me with that. That's a promise for us.
Right.
That's
right. Yeah.
You know what? You do have a little gray hair. Yeah, man, I don't even notice it. I just kind of looks blonde.
Oh, so. It's gray. It's gray. So hey, anyway, that's it. This episode of Man Talk. Thanks for watching. And I just want to challenge you, to when you have that wisdom, give it with humility. Mm-hmm. And if you're losing a step, if you will, or if you're not where you had once been, just look to God. He will sustain you.
Mm-hmm.
And look to help those younger guys. I mean, my friend, there's no way he gets that tree down without that gentleman helping him.
It's good.
And so partner with that together.
Amen. That's this week's Man Talk, and we believe three things. I put two up, but there was three. First
love,
one is
love God.
Love everyone.
And duct tape.
Fixes everything.
Everything. Thanks for watching.
See ya.